Very interesting sugya. It really is. Some sugyas are very interesting. But let's just wait a minute till everyone shows up. Okay. Hello, Rabbi May. Hello, Shruti Pikus. I don't know where he went, but I saw his name. Shruti Pikus, we don't see you. Oh, there you are. Hello there. Okay. I'm Gordon, Dr. Gawander, Avra Max, Avra Hertzberg, Shamir, Sandy Gold, Rabbi Hammer, Rabbi Schwartz, Judah Goldenberg, and Yitzi Kramer. Okay, welcome everybody. Okay, thank you for being here. All right, so let's do this thesis. Mishara Lamanu, Hainu Karen. The Shane Virego, the true ambitious Arabin. So Taiva says it means carrot. The Shane Virego, the true ambitious Arabin. So the first, right away, just partial shot. Why is Taiva saying the Shane Virego, the true ambitious Arabin? What is he doing?
Explaining why it can't be Shane Virego.
Okay. So you're saying, is he giving it? Or a Siva. In other words, is he giving like you just said, he's explaining a Raya, he's giving a Raya that it can't be Shane Virego? Or is he giving a reason why it's not Shane Virego?
In the Gemara just got through talking about Atna Sakina Masosh Shave Kiran, which is talking about Rishus Arabin.
Right.
So therefore, when it talks about Loaf Gunu Pajib Shai, it's continuing Birshus Arabim, and therefore we can't be learning from Shane Virego, otherwise it wouldn't be parallel to the non-Hitkira.
Right. So you're saying, simple shot, is that he's bringing a Raya that the Gemara did not mean Shane Virego. But in Lomdes, in other words, remember the question that we asked yesterday, the same type of question, when Rav says Mishor, is it Shor Ambor or is it also Shor or only Shor? So you can ask the same question. Granted, Typhus proves that Mishaira Lamanu means carrot, because it can't be Shane Virego, because Shane Virego would be Pater and Rosh Hasharabim. This is Chayim Rosh Hasharabim. The only way you can learn out of Chia for Rosh Hasharabim is to learn from carrot. But why can't you also learn from Shane Virego? Could you also learn from Shane Virego? What's the nafkamina? I don't know. In other words, I'll tell you what the nafkamina would be. I don't know what the nafkamina is. Is when Taiva says
the term. Maybe Tosa wouldn't have his next question if you learned it out from both, because. Right? Why would you think that Tom and Wood's different if it's also Shane Virego? Well, okay. Only in Rosh Hasharabim, it's Tom and Wood. That's right.
So yes, on the Rosh Hasharabim.
That sounds strange.
Well, okay.
Well, does that make sense? If it's
maybe.
Why should it be Tom and Wood in Rosh Hasharabim, not Rosh Hasharabim? That doesn't really make much sense.
It's only Chayav because in Rosh Hasharabim, it's Shane Virego. And Rosh Hasharabim, it's Karen. So it would make sense.
You get there, but I'm not sure that makes, if that's a,
okay,
you know.
Okay, let's continue. So, but the way you learn Parshim Shat, which is probably his Parshim Shat, is Saivis is just bringing a Raya that it means Karen. Hainu Karen, to Shane Rego, to Rosh Hasharabim. Okay, now, Taiva says, "I'm the sakino, ain't a chai ben Thomas and Muedes." Parshim Shat is a hemshach. Now that you tell me that it's Karen, there's if it was Shane Virego, so it's very Parshim. There is no din Tom and Muad by Shane Virego. But once you tell me that it's not Karen, that's all not Shane Virego, because Shane Virego can never teach you a chiyav rishus harabim, and we have to teach you a chiyav rishus harabim. So we can only learn from Karen. So Taivis has an understood kasha. Then if you're learning out from Karen, it should be Chatzi Nezek, right? That's the Pasha kasha. And for Taivis, Taivis skips the kasha. He goes straight to the answer. It's Einacharik. The Roshayik Mecharik Erbe Barichayim. So it's Einacharik, which means that it sounds like he's saying is if this was a Barichayim, if the somehow or another the Amos Akinah Maso was a Barichayim, and Einochinami, the first time you'd be only Chatzin Nezek, and the third time, fourth time, you'd be Nezek Sharek. But since ain't shy the chadik ever bade chayim, so therefore you're always nezek shalit. Okay, what do you people say? What any problem?
I mean, Tosos is equating that the reason why there's a difference between tam and nemur is because it's bade chayim. Now, I mean, it makes sense. It's logical, but we never saw that before anywhere specifically that that's what makes the difference.
Okay, but if Taisa says, okay,
Tos means Bal Chaim Tos means that Bal Chaim itself is a difference, or that Bal Chaim can become a mu'ud because they can be their nature can change.
Parship shot, yeah, and that's assumed like Chaim Gordon, just for the argument's sake, because it'll help us make the problem. Tavis means that by about chayim, you know, if you start out as a tam, by about chay, you can move up to a mu'ud because it becomes part of your personality. You gain a habit. A rak can't get into a habit. So the gabi a rak, the fourth time is the same as the first time. By an animal, the fourth time is different than the first time. So therefore, in the first time, you're chayif chatzi nezik. The fourth time, you're chayim nezik shalim. But by Iraq, the fourth time is the same as the first time. Okay, so what's the obvious problem? Someone help me with the obvious problem.
Sounds like Rebbe's why don't you just say that it could be shein v'regel and there's a chilek and you can't be...
That's not the obvious
chatsi problem. Nezik.
Because if it's shein
v'regel,
you're ish haseravim. So you can't be shein v'regel.
So why are we saying it's chatsi...
They say that because there's by Avnus Hinkin Maso, there's no reason to be Machalik, but Rishos Rabim Shos Yachid.
Yeah, no, there is. I don't know. Taivis never said that. Taivis only said, Ain't Sarada Chai Ben Tam Namuid. Tam Namuid and Rishos Rabim says completely different things. Tam Namuid is there makes a logical, we understand the logic. It's because you become Orche, you become Hurgo. So that's ain't shachai, but Torah is a rabbim. I don't know why Shane Beregel is partnership is a rabbim. You know, it could be exeris or gossip. So,
I thought it might be a chilek.
Okay, but
it sounds logical to me that Shane Beregel should be partnership is a rabbim, and as opposed to Karen at least.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know. We don't.
Why are you nezek shalim and achatzi nezek?
So that I thought was the obvious kasha. Yeah, if Taivis is saying you should start out, you should be Chatzi Nezek. Now, Taivis says, Ein Echadik, which means the simple reading of Taivis is that the fourth time is no worse than the first time because you can't get into a habit. So if that's the case...
Maybe we learn from Mu'ud. He would learn straight from Mu'ud.
Then we understand that the first time you're Chatzi Nezek and the fourth time you're Nezek Shalem. But now that the fourth time is no worse than the first time, so what should be is all four times should be Chatzin Nezek. You start out with Chatzin Nezek because we learn it, you learn Tam. You only become Nezek Shalem if you are Huad three times. Since it's not Shayach Ha'ada by an inanimate object, so you're always Chatzin Nezek. That Taiva's answer doesn't seem to make any sense.
So that's assuming that the fourth time is no worse than the first time, but maybe it's that the first time is as bad as the fourth time by Avnos Akino Maso.
Okay, why should that be?
But this is only caution.
Why can't we learn that from Mu'ud?
We got an animal, we can say it's Bechezka Shimur. The Gabi Avnos Akino Maso, what Bechezka Shimur is there?
So that's not because it's bad and not a bad kind. That's such a, I'm not saying you, I'm saying Taivis. Taivis, he should say, Taivis should have said, Don't talk about it. It has nothing to do with anything.
That may have never been the question to begin with.
It just should say, because it's La Bechez Geshimer. So it's what?
As far as that's concerned, the Marsha seems to be understanding the host ever asking that question. That's getting filled in the Dio issue.
Okay, you're ahead of me. Okay, I agree with you. There's something funny about the Marsha. In other words, the question is, but let's get the problem first before we superficially. Okay, Rav Shamir is right that we're not sure. Maybe Goop, but the problem is that we don't know what Tavis is asking. But superficially, Tavis is asking a very simple question. Just like Karen Tom is Chatsi Nezek, here also the first time should be Chatsi Nezek. That means, now Tavis answers, because ain't Shai Chachare, because you're not about Chai. So that doesn't answer the question. Because if Tavis could hear that the first time is Chatsi Nezek and the fourth time is Nezek Shalem, so because it's Ein Shai Lechanek, then other Rabba, then you should always be Chatsi Nezek.
Why can't you learn out Nezek Shalem from Muad? So what the Tom sometimes, you know, by an animal gets less? So why not just burn it out? I'll learn out the din.
You're saying that the answer is that there's two types of Karens. There's Karen Tom and Karen Muad. And what Tysus means to say, I knew Karen Muad. In other words, we're learning out from Karen Muad, right? Where did you see such an answer?
In the Daf Beis Mabiz.
Where did you see such a pshat? I mean, the Pleishua sounds like he's saying it, even though I don't know if he really is, but Pleishua does say in the piece, the Pleishua says we're learning from Karen Muad, right? If you look at the back, the Namuka Yosef pretty much prefers says this. Let's look at the Namuka Yosef. Namuka Yosef, it's Aleph Amid Beis, I think. In the old Gemaras, I don't have the new Gemaras. The old Gemaras, it's the second line on the second, on Aleph Amid Beis. Starts Amno Sakino. So he goes, it's around 10 lines down from there. He says, Galeka Meimar Bekal de Bekaren. I don't know if you see that. In the old Gemaras, and with small lines, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10 lines down when the small lines begin on the page 2. I don't know if you people have old Gemaras or new Gemaras. Anyone has a new Gemara that have a different, can tell where it is? You see where it starts? For Lekka, Maymar, Bekal, Debekaren, Tama? Yeah, okay. It says, Lekka, Maymar, Debekal, Bekaren, Tama. Why don't we say it as a din of the cow of Karen, which is Tom? There it says, the Chiasya, when we're learning it out, Mishor, Mikare Muedes, the Shor, Huda Asya. We're learning out from Shor Mued. Why? Tihi, because Ado Sakina Maso is the same as Shor Mued. Shadarka Leda Gula Hazek.
That's not what Tosas says. Tosas said is that you can't be in Shachalik. Not that it's a smart to say it's.
You're ahead of me, yes. So let me just finish reading. He says, "Shagain Jidarka Leda Hazik, but Egan Mamma the Asim Ishur Mishem Rego Komar, the Machai Venabishus a rabbit." Right? So he throws in the second part also, that why about Shem Rego? So he asks the Kasha, why don't we say it's Karen Muin? Why don't we say it's Karen Tam? And he says, "Push it." Because this is a case of Karen Muin. Why is it Karen Muin? The difference between Karen Tam and Karen Muin on Tesvav was, according to these one day, right? Is one is dark Oleh Hazek and one's not dark Oleh Hazek. One's Orche and one's not Orche. Stam Shvarim, Yehov Bechezke Shimur. So that will be the difference. So if according to that difference, so it's very simple. So this animal, the Amno Sekina Maso, is dark Oleh Hazek. So it's compared to Karen Muin. So
we understand that.
So that's what Taitis means also. That's a good enough for the Muka Yaisek. That's Chan and Taitis. So what's my problem? Yeah, so what are you saying?
I mean, that's nothing to do with Lo Shayach L'Chalik with Bali Chaim.
Right. So Taitis B'Chayra, even though that's such a beautiful answer that the Muka Yaisek gives, but it doesn't sound like it has anything to do with Taisus, right? Because Taisus says, I lost the place, I'm sorry. Taisus says that the Lo Shayach L'Chalek and the Barachayim has nothing to do with it. All the board is, right? The Nukah Yosef doesn't say anything about Barachayim. He doesn't say anything about Lo Shayach L'Chalek. He just said, because it's dark Oleh L'Chuna Hazek. Right? Davis doesn't mention it. What Davis says in the Mukhi Yaisei doesn't say, what the Mukhi Yaisei says, Davis doesn't say. So they're clearly not saying the same answer. I'm not sure they're asking the same question, but they're definitely not saying the same answer.
Doesn't Tosu sound a lot more like technical?
I don't know. So let me maybe, for the sake of simplicity, before we get, why didn't Davis just answer like the Mukhi Yaisei? That this is you compare this to Karen Muin. Because it's dark Oleh
L'Chalek. Because there's no difference fundamentally between one and the other.
What?
What is the dark Oleh L'Chalek?
Well, you mean that the Tom's also dark Oleh L'Chalek. What is, like,
again, what he's launching was dark Oleh L'Chalek. I don't even remember. I keep on saying it, but I'm going to say.
Shadark Oleh L'Chalek.
Okay, so I assume that the board is not on the Leilech. You know, obviously you're right. The Leilech is a little loud datka. But it means it's darker lahazik, while Karen Tom is not darker lahazik. So it's very simple. So it's like Karen Muin. So why is that answer not so simple?
Now, doesn't Daf Hey get involved in that also?
Yeah, but why is that answer not so simple?
I don't really understand the answer.
It says by Karen the Chalabik, Tamil Mawadis, and the Gore has like stubbed them whether or not that's a Chumrah, or that's.
Yeah, in other words, the answer is he's saying that the Tam is not dark on the Hazik. Muin is dark on the Hazik. Amna Sakina Masel is dark on the Hazik. Therefore, it's Daima to Karen Muin. Very simple answer.
Again, simply speaking, it's not similar to Muin because Muin is already a Heska's Gimel Paman. So it's. Speaking, it's worse than
by a lion, an Ari, and a dive, and a bar that isn't Tesvav. You can have a Muad even the first time. So, there's certain animals that are normal to do Hezek, they become a Muad. You don't need three times. So, he's saying Avno Sakina Maso is the same thing as a lion.
I mean, simply speaking, Avno Sakina Maso is zero times. It's not, still not. I mean,
it's the same as a lion. A lion never did Hezek, and he's a Muad Mitrinoso.
So yeah, a lion is a lion. I'm saying honestly,
I'm not saying myself. So he's saying that the norm is that people trip on rabbim. You put a thing in the Rosh Hashanah rabbim. You leave a banana peel in the Rosh Hashanah rabbim. The norm is that people trip on it. So therefore,
it's muad to the extent that if an animal walks by it and it doesn't gore it, it's a kasha. So I'm saying if you're saying it's mamish a kasha if it doesn't.
I hear. You're saying, but maybe that's why that could also be true. But I need a stronger cash on them.
Because the fact that you're splitting up Karen into two different parts of the same thing, isn't that strange? Meaning that you're saying that there's two aspects of this and you're calling it two separate things?
That's what you were saying. So why? It's because people have to have a little bikias. You say, we gradually would have a kiss. There's a machlokes and daf tesvav, whether palga niska kanasa or palga niska mamina. So if you say palga niska kanasa, so then for sure, then Mukhi Yosef is right. That the Mukhi Yosef is that palga niska, the reason why Karen is chatzi mezek is because it's becheska shimur kaimei. But the Gemara has a second side to say. Maybe this is what Aaron Herzberg was saying. I guess I should give him credit. I don't like giving people credit, but okay, especially Aaron. I mean, he's my, you know, we always argue with each other, so I can't give him credit. But the Gemara on Daf Tesvav had a side that Karen is Palga Niska Mamina because it's Becheska Shimur. So and why is it there a difference between Tam and Muin? So the Gemara on Daf Hey Amud Bey said that it's Hilchoseim, which seems like, right, that's what the Gemara on Hey Amud Bey said, which sounds like in the simple reading of the Gemara on Hey Amud Bey, that it's just an illogical thing. Just like the Gemara on Hey Amud Bey puts it together with Ptur Kedem and Ptur Tamin. Just like we have no idea why Bor is Potter on Kedem and everything else is Chayiv. And we have no idea why Aish is Potter on Tamin and everything else is Chayiv. We have no idea why Karen Tam is Chatzi Nezik and everything else is Nezik Shalem. That's what the Gemara seems to say on Daf Hey Amud Beis, right? That's what you were quoting, Ari, no? I think so.
Didn't Rabbi just state that there are certain things that are considered Mu'ud Chilasan? I'm saying, how is that shtek?
Chilasan. Yes. But the Karen Tam is also the it's enough, even though it's not in the level of Mu'ud Mitra, but it's enough in the, it's in the ready, also in the Darga of Darga Leile Chula Hazik. It's also
I don't understand that. That doesn't attack the issue then, because if you're saying that it's Mu'ud, that Avos Sakim Atom Mu'ud Chilasan, just like an Ari, then it's different than Tom. Oh,
okay, so then already they would say, who says, then I would ask, have your question, you know, how do you know it's like the if you, how do you know it's like an Ari, has to be like some higher level. Because if you learn that Karen Tam is because it's Becheska Shimur, so then it's very simple, the Mukhi Yosef's answer, that there's a clear cut line, something's Becheska Shimur, not Becheska Shimur. So this is Darga Leilech Ulahazik, when he says by Avno Sakina Masal. So if it's Darga Leilech Ulahazik, and Akhar, you're right, the word Leilech is not Dafka, it's Darga Ulahazik, so it's not, you can't call it Becheska Shimur if it's Darga Ulahazik. But if you say that Karen is also Orche, so if it's Orche, it's also Darga Ulahazik. Orche is Darga Ulahazik, that's what Orche means. And am I the Mu'ud is a super Orche? I know. So we know that. So Tavis is saying that Amnos Akiyam Aso is always a super Orche. Okay. I don't know that. I don't even think that's in the Mukhi Yosef. He just says it's dark Oleda Chola Hazik.
I mean, before we have to, in the Pashup shot.
That's the lotion of the Tzad Hashav in the Mishnah, right?
Pashup shot prior to. We do need to say that it's a super orche. Otherwise, how could we ever make any limud from Mu'ud?
No, I'm saying in the normal, in the Pashup shot, I would say that the Mukhi Yosef is working on Libid HaHelchasa, that we pass in Palga Niska Kenasa. So he's saying that in the Halacha that we pass in, the Mukhi Yosef is on the Rif, he's going to Halacha. We're saying in the Halacha, there's no problem. Once we pass in Palga Niska Kinasa, so obviously, an Avdo Sakina Maso is not the Cheska Shimur, because it's Orche.
We have no source from Karen that not being the Cheska Shimur is enough to be Chayiv for Hezek.
Yes, you do.
There, you're not the Cheska Shimur.
You see, because since that's the logical split, that's how Chazal understood.
We see by Mu'ud that if it's a Kasha, that if you're not Mazik.
Okay, that was your kasha. Okay.
No, but I'm just saying asking, maybe a little bit more.
I'm not asking that question. I'm saying that the simple shot in the Mukhi Yosef is that since the definition between Karen Tam and Karen Muin is that the one's darker than Hazik and one's not darker than Hazik. So anything which is darker than Hazik becomes like Karen Muin, not Karen Tam.
Would Rebbe understand how we have a right to say that?
Asking a question that there should be a third category. There should be something in the middle that's darker than Hazik, but still not on the level of Muin. Okay, I don't know. Maybe I only know of two categories. Okay, I don't know. I hear your question. But I don't know. But the Pashtas, that the Nebuka Yosef's answer would not work if you hold the other Manda Amar. The other Manda Amar that says that Karen Tam is also Orcheg. So it's also Darko Lahazek. It's also Orcheg. So who said, well, Amda Sakim Aso Mehechi Taisi is more Orcheg than Karen Tam, according to Manda Amar. I mean, I don't know. How would you know that? Obviously, we know that. But that so at least it would be to explain the simple chat, why Tysus does not say like the Nebuka Yosef, right? That was our, we're maybe, assuming. Maybe
clarification is.
I just want to understand.
Orchei, if it's Kesef, then it's, if it's Kesef, then it's Orchei, and if it's Knas, it's not Orchei? What's the?
If it's Knas, it's not Orchei. Yes, that's the Gemara on Tesvav. The Gemara on Tesvav says, we have a question. Why only pay half Nezek? Why don't you pay the full Nezek? There's a machlekes amaraim. One amara says, because really, midin, you should be potter to gamre. Why should you be potter to gamre? Because it's becheska shimur. There's no reason why they mechayiv you. The Torah gives you a knas. So really, you don't deserve to pay because it's becheska shimur. And we cancel you. That's one mandamar. The other mandamar said the opposite. Really, you deserve to pay Nezek Shadim. And the Torah, for some strange reason, we don't know why, gave you a dispensation, a patur. So if you learn that the Torah, you know, that midin you should be potter, it means knas. So that means that it's becheska shimur. So then it's very easy. So I'm the Sakim myself, not the Cheska Shimer, has no Shaykhis to Karen Tam. So I would understand that that's what I think the Mugay Yosef is saying. But Taisis, in other words, what we're saying like this, we're claiming that Taisis and the I see someone new. Aaron Trapper, is that you? I can't see. Is that someone, a new face? But okay, welcome. So we're saying that it's mashma that Taisvis and the Muka Yosef are not saying the same thing, right? I think most people are agreeing in that. That's a very, you know, we like noticing these things. That even though I'm sure that there are people, if you look around in some of the Yalkut Svarim, they'll tell you that Taisvis and Muka Yosef are all saying the same thing, but it doesn't look that way at all because they don't say that, they're nothing with the same words. The Nebuka Yosef says it's because Darko Leilich Unahazik, and Taibis says because it's because it's not about Chai. So they say totally different things. Even though it's interesting, the play Yeshua does bring in Karen Muad, so we'll have to see how he fits in into Taisis. But that Parshat Shah, Taibis is not saying like the Nebuka Yosef. So we're explaining. Why not? Because in Muka Yosef's Torah, it only makes sense if the definition of Karen Tam is that it's not Darko Lahazik. So if you learn like Lahalocha, we paskin like the Mandam or Palga Niska Knasa. That's how we paskin, which means we paskin that Kam is Becheska Shimur. So then it's very good that there's a blatant split between Tam and Muad. And this is Daimit Tamuid. But if you learn that they're both Becheskes, La Becheskes Shimur, so then logically it should be either or.
What Becheskes Shimur mean exactly?
What?
Becheskes Shimur here means what?
Where we have the word Becheskes Shimur?
Rebbe,
Rebbe
just
said
it.
That's
what? I said, okay, I'm saying The
Gemara says that also. And that the Rav Papa says that the Bechas.
the Gemara on Daf Tesvav, sorry, the Gemara on Tesvav has a machlokes amarim, whether Karen is becheskes Karen tam is becheskes shimur or la becheskes shimur. That's the machlokes. That's the words of the Gemara.
If you hold, what does that mean? What does it mean, becheskes
shimur? Becheskes shimur means, can you assume that assume that your animal won't do hazik? Is there a tine on you that you didn't watch it? Becheskes shimur means, when you walk by someone's dog and the dog starts jumping on you and the owner says, "Don't worry, it's a nice dog." Right? That's called becheskes shimur. I don't trust the owner, but that's what they always tell me. When the dog is, I'm petrified, about to bite me. Becheskes shimur, the dog is a nice dog, he doesn't bite. Right?
That's more of a reason for a kanas.
Reason to be potter. And therefore, if the Torah says you're chayiv, it must be a kanas. The Torah says you're chayiv, chatzi nezek. We're trying to figure out why did the Torah say chatzi nezek and not nezek shalem. So Becheskes shimur says, really, it should have been zero. Should be potter. Becheskes shimur. The owner did nothing wrong. The animal is Becheskes shimur. So what do you want from the owner of the dog? The dog jumped on you. The owner didn't have to do anything. He knows his dog. His dog is just playful. Why should you can't blame the owner? You just have the dog. Now the dog happened to bite you. What do you want from the owner? The owner had no way of knowing that. This dog never bites, right? That's what it means, becheskes shimur. The dog, the animal never bites. It never does hazik. It's just a playful animal. And the owner had no reason to watch it. So really, it should be potter. If you should be potter, but the Torah says you're chayiv, must be. The Torah gives a knas. Knas means, class means that it's something that you really don't deserve to pay. Every class, you pay kefil. You didn't. You only should really logically have to pay for what you stole. The kefil is a class. It's a punishment. Class means that you don't really deserve it, but the Torah for some reason puts it on you. Obviously it's some form of punishment, but it's not really that you deserve it. It's just whatever reason we wanted to give this to you. Maybe make you, the Gemara says, we wanted to motivate you to be extra careful. So we give you a knas, but you don't really deserve it. And therefore you would have certain dinim in Bavel, you'd be putter because we don't done knasis in Bavel. The Gemara says there's all kinds of halachic nafkaminas between knas and mamin. I don't know if a class, the children would have to pay a class if the father would die. The kids that probably don't have to pay a class. If it'd be a mamon, they would have to pay, if the father dies, because it's a chi of mamonis. So the Gemara is saying that if a Karen is becheskes shimur, then really there's no taina on the owner for not watching it. Therefore, Medina, he should be potter. The Torah says you pay chatzi nezek, so that's a knas. The Torah is punishing you, giving you a chiyuv, even though you don't deserve it, as an added incentive to motivate you to watch it. The other side is that no, that Karen is la becheskes shimur, and the owner of the animal should have known that there's a very good possibility that the animal would do hezek. And therefore, he should have watched it. And if he didn't watch it, he deserves to pay the whole thing. Why is it chatzi nezek? Because the Torah has rachmanis on you. So those are the two choices in the Gemara on Tesvav. Is it that you deserve, really, it's becheskes shimur and you deserve to be potter? Or it's la becheskes shimur and you deserve to be chayiv nezek shalem? So we're saying like this. Just I see some people new came out, so we'll just review it clearly. Taiviz Asikasha, just to review this. Taiviz Asikasha, why Amno Sakino Maso is not Chatzi Nezek like Karen Tam? So Taiviz gives some cryptic answer, which we do not know what he's saying. That because Ein Shaykh Lechadek Bein Tam Nemuid, because it's not about Chai.
Doesn't that sound like a like you can't be pulled ahead patients with B.O.?
Let me repeat where we're holding for a second. It's good to chazer. So we don't understand what Davis is saying because just because anti-static, so maybe so just the opposite. So say everything's chatzin nezek. Why is everything nezek shalem? Ain't shy of a chatek, so you always pay chatzin nezek. So we don't understand what Davis' answer is. That's a good problem. But we did a little research and we saw that, and someone said in the share too, that a chared is a very simple answer. And if we found it in the Muka Yosef, and you know, I don't want to say the plain Yeshua is saying it, but if you were superficially, it would sound like he's saying it. But is that there's a difference between Karen Tom and Karen Muad. What's the difference? Karen Tom is not normal to do Hezek. Karen Muad is normal to do Hezek. So Amnos Sakina Maso is more comparable to Karen Muad than Karen Tom. So that's why you're Nezek Shalem, because it's more closer, comparable to Karen Muad. So we said, but Tavis, we pointed out, is clearly not saying that, because that has nothing to do with the words of Tysus. Ain't shy the chai betam the muad. That's nothing to do with that. That's just, you know, by a lion is always is right away on the first hezek it's nezek shalem. It's not, even though it is about chai, and even though it's shy of the chai betam the muad, it's because since you're more comparable to a muad, you're a muad on the first time. It's nothing to do with what the Muka Yosef says, because you're more comparable to Karen Muad than Karen Tam, has nothing to do with the fact that you're not a Baal Chai. The lion is also the first time.
It could be a Baal Chai could also be.
I'm reviewing. It's not allowed.
I understand, but it could be a Baal Chai.
Anyway, so we said that the Muka Yosef's answer is very simple, but we said that it's very likely that Tavis doesn't like the Muka Yosef's answer, because Tavis feels that that's true only according to the halacha, that we pass in that Karen Tam is Becheska Shimur, and it's Pauga Niska Kenasa. But there's a machlaikis in the Gemara on Tesvav. And the other day is other Amoraim hold that Karen Tam is also Labecheska Shimur. So once you, if you hold that Karen Tam is Labecheska Shimur, so Mehechi Tesi to say that Amno Sakino Maso is more comparable to Karen Tam, Teren Muin than Karen Tam. How do you know? Where do you get that from? They're both normal to do Hezek. Maybe Muad is a little higher. So how do you know that Amnos Hakina Maso is on the higher level, not the lower level? Where would you tell you get that such a thing from? So the Tysus that he said, we want to know why Tavis doesn't say like to the Muka Yosef, it's very nice. Muka Yosef, either he's going in halacha. That's what it sounds like. In halacha, we bask in Karen Thomas Becheskis Shimur. So he's giving a simple answer, but Tavis is going on the Gemara. So you can't tell me the halacha. The Gemara has to work on everybody. So Tavis has a very big problem. So now the problem is, so then what is Tavis' answer? Assuming that we're right, that Tavis argues with the Namukhe Yosef, and Tavis holds that this can be just as easily compared to Karen Tam as Karen Muad. So what's his answer? So just because you gain the chai being Tam and Muad, so therefore you're always Muad, maybe you should always be Tam. Right? What's his answer?
Why can't we learn out the greater chiyuv? Just because something is chayav less doesn't mean that there's not a limit on the greater.
Why should you learn out there? If you're comparing it to Karen. Karen, the Torah
right, said, I'm learning out from Karen Muad. I'm just learning out from Karen Muad. Forget Karen Tom for a minute. I can learn out from Karen Muad. Okay. If it was Shaykh Lachalik, then you would say, let me learn out Karen Tom also. But it's not the case. So that's what so saying that.
I don't know. It doesn't sound kosher.
But isn't there some reason?
We don't understand why. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has some reason. The Torah says that Karen, on the first time it's Chatzin Nezek, the fourth time or the third time it's Nezek Shalem. This is learned out from Karen. This is similar to Karen. It's similar to Karen Tom and Karen Muin, except this is the first time. So how would you know to give a Nezek Shalem?
If it's just like a technical formula,
is it domain?
Wouldn't it be in stuff?
Can we learn it out? Is there a pirkei or not? We learn it out.
Karen, that the Torah says Katsi Nezek the first time.
Because there's a reason, by Karen, to be machalic between the first three and the after that.
I mean, you can't say the other way to say that if not, it should be chetzi nezek, because we only see ever a case of chetzi nezek by Karen. That's the only time we ever see chetzi nezek. Other case is nezek shalim.
It's logical to say there's some reason Karen starts out chetzi nezek. You work your way up to nezek shalim by the fact that you do three times. Here it's ein shaykh lechalik. You can't work your way up. So you stay at Chatzin Nezek.
We never see that.
If this is just a technical.
We never see every.
Karen. Karen's supposed to be. The only reason Karen Mua became Karen became Nezek Shalem because it worked its way up.
I would say it's the opposite.
Saying that we don't find. We don't find such a thing that exists that something stays Chatzin Nezek forever.
What?
Soros, we do.
Never find a Nezek.
We do. Chatzin Nezek Soros is Chatzin Nezek forever.
That's different. That's a special series of customs.
If the whole thing is technical, so then couldn't those just say we learn that you're chayiv periods? Then b'chi team, but well, limit the chayiv to only chati nezek like you find by Tom. So Tosus is giving a reason, like a type of you can't be bold hakdeishu svaro to say you can't carry across the limitation of chati nezek of Tom in the limit that you're chayiv. They just that you're chayiv. Normally we just say you're chayiv, and that's the end of it. Then you go home with chayiv. Obviously, we mean as a shalim by default. So you want to limit.
Obviously, you have to be on. You have to be learning from muad. If you're not learning directly from muad, it should be dio. So I'm saying if you can't.
That you're chayiv. You're learning from.
You can't learn chayiv. How can you learn you're chayiv?
Carrying across limitation. So you have. So those says ancient chayiv says you can't carry that across.
My show is dealing with dio.
The only reason why you wouldn't raise the issue of dial is because you're learning from Shor Muad itself, not because you're learning from Shor of Tom and Muad. That's ridiculous. How could you
learning from Karen? What is
Muad and what Shayach Dayo?
What?
What would be Shayach Dayo if you
don't? No, it's Shayach Dayo because you're only Chayev as a Muad because you times prior. So therefore, Dayo Leos Kidanidon.
Okay, I don't know.
What's wrong with the simple version? The simple, I thought I was saying it was fairly straightforward, just that you learn that you're Chayev, you want to make a limitation that, well, maybe limit the Chayev to Chatzin Nezek. So those gives us sort of throw that out. So that's not part of the picture. You can't bring into the picture the chiluk of time with Bethel. All we see is that you're chayiv, like Karen is chayiv. You can't deny that. That it is chayiv, that you're not just potter. And the chayiv by default will give you nezek shalim. The chaytema, maybe should be limited to the chati nezek. So those are the sort of throw it out.
And then with Aaron, that we never, the only time we ever see is a limitation to go to chati nezek. We never see that it's a starting point of chati nezek.
What do you mean? We see the start. That's a starting point by Tom.
We know a special thing. We see a special thing by Karen that it's a limitation that if you're not a muad, then you only pay chatzin nezek. There's a special thing that we learn out by Karen, but every other case of nezek in the world, it's always nezek shalim.
This is compared to Karen, so it should be the same as Karen.
Only if you have a specific reason to compare it to the net.
Is there any understanding for learning to compare it to trying to carry the chiyuv of Karen, or just that we're learning that you're chayiv period?
I give up. I'm not clear on what the answer is. I'm going to wait till tomorrow, I think. And I'll let you people think about it. But what was also said is that the Marsha and the Bnei Yeshua, we're not clear if they're saying, let's read them.
Rabbi, one second. How are we interpreting the words Mu'adus and Tamlus that Tosfos is using? When he says, Ein lecha like min Tamlus from Mu'adus, are we interpreting it as like equivalent to saying Chatzin Nezek and Nezek Shalom?
Yes.
And why can't we interpret it as between behavior of a Tam?
First time and the fourth time. that there should be a the chilek between the first time and the fourth time, the gabe chatzi nezek.
And why can't we say that he means between the behavior of a tam and a muad, the behavior of tamus and the behavior of muadus, that chilek can only be done by an animal, not by avnos akinu maso, and then it would be like the nemuk Yosef.
Why is that like the nemuk Yosef? Because just because it's not an animal, so it doesn't mean that it's like muad. Maybe it's like a tam.
Why would it be like a tam? Everything, meaning only by an animal, I can come and say that its behavior could be, you know, the first three times the behavior is different. It's always darko lahazik.
I don't know. Maybe it's always not darko lahazik. That's not hitting the nail on the head. It's a very, you know, there's, you're saying that the fourth time and the first time are the same, but is it they're always darko lahazik? There's a main point that you have to say that it's darko lelech lahazik. You know, without the word later. But, you know, that's the Nemuk Yosef is saying. Then he's hitting the nail on the head. But if Tavis doesn't say that, he's saying the first and the fourth are the same. But maybe the first and the fourth are all not Darko Lahazik. So he's missing the main point. Okay, let's play a show.
We're still saying that Tosus should know that there's no such thing as a damager that stays Chatzi Nezek.
Okay, I hear. But I, you know, sometimes I like to leave things to sit. I think it's healthy. It's healthy to think about it.
How is Rabbi understanding the basic limit in the first place?
I want to read the Plei Yeshua. And I also want to read the Marsha if we get a chance. So let's just read the Plei Yeshua first. Plei Yeshua says, well, I'm sorry, I can't find in this printing. I have a different Plei Yeshua than I had before. Where is this Plei Yeshua? Okay, here it is. Hey, right. Machos. The second Plei Yeshua, right. Dik the Glashan Taivis Mechuvin. Taivis is very Mechuvin. The Acher Shev Pirishu. The Efshar Laimar David told her the shame. First, it says it's not shame. Dim Kane and Akra Bayasimiba, because if it will be Shane, then you can't be Chai Vinishas a rabbit. So we put down this big Yisai, which I mean doesn't sound like such a big Yisai, that the Toda can't be more Chomer than the Av. So now in Kane, Gam Atha Shanim will be Karen, Hare Machbina Bayasimiba, the Mashum Wed is Mitrilasa, right? He's explaining Pshat and Taivis. He wants to explain what the Hemshech of Taisis is. So I don't know what in the world he's talking about, right? What would you say the Hemshech of Taisis is? Why is this connected to the beginning that he started out that it's not Shane Virago? What's the simple Pshat and Taisis? What's the Hemshech?
That's to force him to say Karen.
Once he eliminated the possibility of it being Shane Varegel, and therefore it has to be Karen. Now he's bothered by Akasha. How could it be Karen? It should be Chatzi Nezek.
Right. In other words, if it's Shane Varegel, there's no Karen, but there's no Chatzi Nezek by Shane Varegel. So Tavis Hemshech is very, very simple. Pashas. If you would say it's Shane Varegel, so of course it's Nezek Shalem. Shane Varegel is always Nezek Shalem. If you say it's Karen, then I have a problem. It should be Chatzi Nezek. That's so simple. I mean, that's simple. But the Plei Yeshua, for some strange reason, says differently.
I mean, he's simply speaking, why is it so strange? Simply speaking, he's not learning Tosa's original question like we understood it. He's learning Tosa's original question was, Tosa's is bothered. It can't be Shane Varegel because otherwise it would be subject to the limitation of being Pater Birsho Sarabin.
Yes.
And that's just not Rav Pashup Shot is
no. So it's we said it's well.
Equivalent. At least Pashup Shot is saying it did. That's equivalent to Shmuel.
Okay, wait. Okay. For some reason, I mean, you're trying to answer the problem, my problem. But I would have learned Pashup Shot and Tavis. I'm pretty sure the Hemshech is Tavis saying for Tavis starts out the Gemara is ambiguous. Gemara says Mishairo. Shairo could be Karen or Shane Virago. Society says, don't say shame virago, because then you'll be potter and shesir rabbit. Must be it's Karen. The question, if it's Karen, then maybe then you should have a tam, because only Karen has a tam. Peshua says different shot. Let me just read the Peshua. Peshua says, Tavis say like this. Maybe it's shame virago. No, can't be shame virago, because it's a big chiddush, which I don't know what the big chiddush is, that you can't be machmer more than the up. So you can't be machmer than the toda more than the up. Then Tavis has a kasha. If you're going to tell me there's a yesite that you can't be machmer more than the up, so then I have a kasha on you. So then, let's also be machmer more than the of. Then here you'll be machmer more than the of. Because Karen is not, is only chatzi nezek, and here you're making a nezek shalei. Right? In other words, he's saying Tavis's kasha is a different question than when we're learning. It's not like the, it's not the Amukah Yaisa's question. It's that there's okay, Pirisha Shabri, the Shadchai Betomu Adis, Yafina Shabri, Karen the Muad Shabri. Right? In other words, his question, according to Pnei Yeshua, Tavis' question only follows because Tavis says some kind of Kiddush, the Eina Hachmer Bo Yosem Iba Av. That's not in the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, that's not true. Especially if you look into the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef doesn't even have this introduction to Tisus, to his question. He only says, right, Tisus has the order. First he discusses Shane Virago, and then he discusses why he's not the Tom. Nebuchadnezzar Yosef has the order of the converse. So he's definitely not saying like the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua is saying, the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef is learning that Tavis's kasha has nothing to do with any preamble. Tavis simply has a very simple kasha. You're learning out from Karen, so why don't you give it a din of chatzi nezek like Karen Tam? The Pnei Yeshua is saying that Tavis's kasha is a different question. You told me this radical chiddush that you can't be machmer more you're the yosem ibaav. So how come you're being machmer yosef than me of? Right? That he's saying, making a whole different question. Right? In other words,
he's taking the flip side as for granted?
It's like he seems like he's taking for granted that we can get to Nesek Shalem. He doesn't, he's not Geiris in Muka Yosef's Kasha. But he has a different question. Granted, you can get Nesek Shalem. But it's at the end of the day, you're coming out being more chomer than a Karen Tom, than a Karen, and you can't be more chomer than Karen. That seems to be, that's how he's asking the question. Others, I don't have any problem how you got to Karen Muad, how you got to Nesek Shalem. That makes sense. If I wouldn't have had the Hemshech of Tisus, I'd be very happy. It's Nesek Shalem. But my kasha is, but at the end of the day, this is more chomer than the Toda is more chomer than the Av. Because the Av has a thing that the first time it's Chatzi Nezek, and here you have a thing that the first time is Nezek Shalem, and you're over on some kind of principle that you can't be more chomer than the Av. There's some new principle that we've created. You can't be more chomer than the Av.
So then the Pnei Yeshua's answer is what? He's saying, but misvara than you could? I mean, why can't we do that in the beginning? Why can't we say there's a svara and we could that's also learn it out from Shane and Regal? And it's still, meaning, it doesn't seem like he answers if that's the kasha.
The answer is that there's no brayer. You can't be like the Av.
So why can't you say the same thing by Shane and Regal? You can say the same thing by Shane and Regal.
No. He's saying like this. He's saying, here, same Rego, you could be like, oh, you'll be partner and Shes Arabim. Here he said like this, you can't be like there's some kind of din. He's not asking how you got to Nesek Shalem. We somehow or another, according to Pnei Yeshua, somehow or another, we know how you got to Nesek Shaneh. But we have a problem. At the end of the day, it comes out that Amno Sakino Maso is being more chamur than Shame than the Av. And a Toda can never be more chamur than the Av, even if you have a legitimate reason. A Toda can't be more chamur than the Av. The Toda has to follow exactly like the Av.
What's the answer?
That here you can't follow like the Av, because no matter what you're gonna do, you can't make this Toda like the Av, because you're no way you can make the first time Chatzi Nezek and the next fourth time Nezek Shalem, because you can't be Mechalek. So no matter what you do, this Toda can't be like the Av, so it's okay. You know, there's the only time the Toda can't be different than the Av, if it's possible for the Toda to be like the Av, but this Toda can't be like the Av.
And that doesn't tell you that you can't learn it out from this Av?
What?
Why didn't do the step then? You can't learn it out from this Av.
That's not what he sounds like he's saying. Then Mameda, then we have to make it different.
He doesn't and therefore, it's like Sharmuid. He seems to be saying, and therefore it's like Sharmuid. What's the therefore it's like Sharmuid? What is that there for? Is that saying therefore it's like a lion? That's what he's saying?
I don't know. That's what we're trying to figure out. In other words, what it sounds like.
Isn't that the Pashup Shat, though, that if we say a non...
I want to leave you people with a little something to work on.
Isn't that the Pashup Shat to say that a non-Baal Chaim and a lion are the same story, that they're right away out of the box of wood?
Maybe, okay. But out of that, but let me... In other words, what it sounds like this. This is what it sounds like. I want to say, because I want to... We were some. The Namuka Yosef had a kasha that logically this should be Chatzi Nezek, just like it's Chatzi Nezek, just like Karen Thomas Chatzi Nezek. He gives a very simple answer because this is more like Karen Muid than Karen Tam, because this is Darko Lahazik. Tysus definitely does not seem to say that. That doesn't fit into the words of Tysus. So the question that we had is that we don't understand what Tavis's answer is. So what I'm pointing out from the Plei Yeshua, and I think it's a valid point, is that what the Plei Yeshua is telling us is that we don't understand what Tavis's question is. If you don't know what Tavis's question, of course you're not going to figure out the answer. Tavis's question is not, just like we don't, the Tavis's answer is different than the Mukai Yosef. It's very, what the Plei Yeshua is saying is that Taiva's question is also different than the Mukai Yosef, because Taiva's question is predicated on the preamble. That Taiva's put down this preamble that Eina Achmer Bo Yosher Miba'av, which the Mukai Yosef never had. You look in the Mukai Yosef, he doesn't have such a preamble, because the Mukai Yosef has Taiva's in the converse order. He first discusses Tava Muin, and then he discusses Shane Virago. So he doesn't have this preamble. He doesn't have this. So the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, and in a sense, it sounds like, you know, one question is going to answer the other, I suspect. We don't understand how Tavis is answering the question, but I think what the Plei Yeshua is telling you, of course you don't understand how Tavis is answering the question because you got the wrong question. You think Tavis is answering the same question that the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef is asking. So then it doesn't make any sense. How did Taifas answer the Mukai Yosef's question? But if the Plei Yeshua is telling us that Taifas is asking a different question, so what we have to do is we have to learn the Plei Yeshua, figure out what Taifas's question is, and then maybe we can figure out how he answers it. Now, you're right. That the Minyam and Simon, that the Plei Yeshua does throw in Shor Muid, and I don't see that in Taisus. So how did that get in there? Okay, maybe we'll have to figure that out too. But I still don't think he's saying Taisus is like the Namuke Yosef, even though there's a word there that's the same because he throws in Shor Muid. So I don't know.
Isn't that really saying that it's like a line?
Different answer than why can't Tosfos agree with the Mukai Yosef in addressing a different issue?
And I'm gonna play a trick. Let's leave this, and I want to read the Marsha. So we have a little, we have two things to get clarity for tomorrow. One is what Stivus's answer, Pashup Shad and Tisus, and according to Beyeshua, what's Stivus's question? And we're suspecting that the two are connected. Okay. Now the Marsha is a little funny. And we just believe it with the Marsha is this one line Marsha on this Tisus. Misharat Amanu. Ratzalamar means that the Marsha is going to give us some explanation, right? He's going to help us. Oh, getting all excited. So I have no idea what he's saying.
Why is that so?
Therefore,
you can't block a limud that you're chayev, period, by trying to limit it to say, well, then if you're chayev, maybe it's dafko katam and chatzi nezek. So you just simply learn you're chayev, and chayev by default means nezek shalem.
Why does chayev by default mean nezek shalem?
Because if you take a stam thing and you learn you're chayev for nezek, then chayev for nezek means you pay for the nezek. Tashlumei nezek.
He throws in here this new thing called dayo. I don't know. Dayo is a new.
That's what the Peshu is referring to, maybe.
Isn't the dayo by definition mean that he's saying the
maybe is just gonna say maybe dayo means like the Peshu is for.
Dayo the tab. Right. In other words, okay. I don't know.
Maybe the Marshas appears to be bothered by the strength of Latosa's language.
I'm just trying to just say, and my another thing is just I don't know what the Marsha is saying to help me. Like he's Marsha is coming. Explains Isis, and he's just saying over the words of Isis. Keep in the shy.
The problem is
what is the Marsha doing? Tivis Kasha, right? Let's say Tivis Kasha was Dio. Okay, that's what Ray Shamir, that's what you would say. Tivis Kasha was Dio.
No. I wouldn't say that, no.
Okay. I allege that.
Aaron's with Sarah's because so we before we got to the Marsha. We knew what Tivis' Kasha was. Tivis' Kasha was Dio. Tivis' is Oshayach Lechadik. Okay, whatever that's supposed to mean. So says the Marsha, you know what Tivis is saying? Since Oshayach Lechadik, therefore you can't ask Dio. Okay, that's the words of Tisus. Since you can Oshayach Lechadik, that answers the question. So what is the Marsha adding to Tisus, it's not in Tisus.
He's saying that's more like the Rabbi Yosef. He's going to Tosa like the Rabbi Yosef.
This question.
Marsha was bothered by why did the Tosa say Lo Shaya? Tosa just said the Dafka Balichai and there's Tam and Muad. Language like Lo Shaya seems to be saying something beyond just that the kind of.
You're making a different type. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm asking a question.
That's what the Marsha is bothered by. And he's saying that the Marsha, that Tosos is saying what he said, Lo Shayach, to preempt that follow up question of Dio. Tosos said.
You're saying that David's question was not that without the Marsha, at least. In other words, you're saying that without the Marsha is adding Dio. That's right. So you're arguing on earth because two of you.
100%. Can I amend what I said a little bit?
In other words, we're trying to figure out. I just want to make this last point, then I got to go.
If anything, it sounds worse for us because we were saying that you should start on Chatzin Nezek Misvara.
Let me just say the last thing. That Tivis says, Kimin Oshai Lechadek, the Marsha doesn't give any hesber what that does. Just quotes the words. Lekan Amit, ask the question. And then he just quotes over his Tivis' question. So he doesn't sound like he's doing anything.
Maybe he's telling you not to learn Tosfos like the Ruch Yosef.
He quotes over Tivis' question, and he says, these words answer Tivis' question. Well, Yeshikayach, anyone who read Tivis knows that, except we don't know how these words answer Tivis' question. So Shamir wants to claim, which may or may not be right, but it might be right, is that the words that Tithus, that the Marsha is also changing Tithus's question or making something other, that by, that he's adding that there. This question was I when others. Okay, so it brings the same thing a little bit from my play Yeshua. In other words, I suspect that part of our problem in this Taisis is that we're not clear on Taisis's question. The play Yeshua definitely is changing Taisis's question. I don't know what he's saying. The Marsha maybe is changing Taisis's question. And so we have to figure out what was the original question, and then we can figure out how you're answering it. But that seems to be where they're going, is that we don't have the right shot in the question. In the Mugay Yosef's question, which was a simple question, maybe it's like Karen, you should compare this to Karen Tam, not to Karen Muid. So you should be Chatzi Nezek, because it's like a Karen Tam. It doesn't seem like they're learning that Saivis's question. It's very good they don't learn that Saivis's question, because then the answer wouldn't make any sense. So,
Rebbe, the proposal in the Marsha. I thought the Marsha is just saying that Tosa says Delo Shayach because to address Dial, but that wasn't necessarily Tosa's question.
I heard you. I heard. So you're saying that there's a third possibility that Saivis, that the Marsha is just telling you that Saivis is addressing Dial too. Okay, maybe. Okay, now let me leave for, this is a good room for food for thought, and let's leave this for tomorrow.